Just have a little devotion for you this afternoon, and I'm going to be in 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 10 this time. 2 Corinthians 4, 10, if you have a Bible, want to follow along. Verse 10 reads this way, it says, "Always bearing about in the body the dying of the Lord Jesus, that the life also of Jesus might be made manifest in our body." Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we do come before your throne this afternoon. We do thank you, Lord, for your mercy, your grace, and your love to each and every one of us. Lord, bless your word. Open up our hearts and minds to hear from you, and that we might understand more about the salvation that you've given to us. And Lord, that we would be found faithful when you return by your grace and your power. And we'll give you all the praise, for we ask it in Jesus' name. Amen. And I borrowed the title right from the verses, that the life of Jesus might be made manifest in our bodies. That the life of Jesus might be revealed in our bodies. That's really what it's all about. And if we take the Lord at His word, He will reveal Himself. He will prove Himself. And that's really, how would you say, incumbent upon us to say, Lord, that's what your word is saying. I'm going to seek you in that. So He wants to reveal His life in our bodies. Isn't that amazing when you stop and think about that? And we can experience that. We can know. You'll know when it's not your life and when it's His, don't you? You'll know when it's great. How about this? Have you ever been in a situation where you have prayed for something and you knew it was the Lord's answer? Have you seen that before? Yeah. I know. You know it was from the Lord. And He provides. And so just as you know that God has answered prayer, you and I know when it's the life of Christ in us. Why? Because we're so familiar with our own lives, aren't we? We know what we can do and what we can't do, and God wants us to know that with Him, we can do all things to His honor and glory, if we're willing. If we want to just trust Him in that and prove Him in that, He says, I'll show you some good things. So notice how He wants to make Himself manifest in our bodies. Back up with me here to verse 1 here, chapter 4, and look at what verses 1 and 2 says. Therefore, seeing we have this ministry, as we have received mercy, we faint not, but have renounced the hidden things of dishonesty, not walking in craftiness, nor handling the word of God deceitfully, but by manifestation of the truth, commending ourselves to every man's conscience in the sight of God. So verse 2, he says, here's what we need to do. We need to renounce the things that are not honest. They're not upright before the Lord, right? We want to confess them before the Lord. Lord, here's my shortcomings. Here's where I can't do what you want me to do. And so, Lord, I'm bringing this before you so that you can do something in my life. What does that really do? That causes us to humble ourselves and to admit before the Lord we can't do it. So, Lord, I'm bringing it to you. God never asks us to glorify Himself in our own strength. He won't bless that. In fact, if you've been saved for any length of time, you've tried to honor the Lord in your strength. We all have. We've all tried to do that. And God never honors that, never answers that. And then we say, well, why did I fail? I love the Lord. Well, that doesn't change. Peter loved the Lord. I like to refer to him because he really did love the Lord. But he didn't realize until he was, the Lord said, when you're converted, then you'll strengthen the brethren. Well, converted from what? From the strength of the flesh to the strength of the Spirit. That's what changed him, wasn't it, on Pentecost? And then he went into the temple, him and John, and there was a lame man from his mother's womb who was above 40 years old. And he said, rise up and walk, didn't he? He said, silver and gold have I none, but such as I have, give I thee, rise up and walk. And he went up leaping and praising the Lord. And then Peter addressed the people, all the Jews that were there and those who were looking at it, said, hey, why do you look on us, the Lord, and I'm paraphrasing here, why do you look on me as if by my own power I have done this? He said, I did it basically by the Lord Jesus Christ, whom you crucified, right? Whom you crucified. Peter wasn't saying that to be unkind to them. He wanted them to know they missed their Messiah and to repent and believe on Him, just like the Lord asks us as well. Sometimes we might miss the Lord in what He's trying to convey to us with the best of intentions. We want to honor the Lord. But if we do it in our strength, God's not going to honor that because our natural self will say, I am pretty good at this, right? That's what I would do anyway. I would like to think I wouldn't do that. But, you know, you get enough pats on the back, you know, you're going to maybe fall over, right? But so he says, but I have renounced the hidden things of dishonesty. not walking in craftiness nor handling the word of God deceitfully, but by manifestation of the truth, commending ourselves to every man's conscience. So we want the truth to be manifested in our lives. Verse 3, but if the gospel be hid, it is hid to them that are lost. So the Lord is saying, that's not our doing. And the reason he tells us why the gospel is hid. Verse 4, in whom the God of this world, who's that? Satan is the God of this world, right? Lowercase g, I should have mentioned that. In whom the God of this world hath blinded the minds of them which believe not, lest the light of the glorious gospel of Christ, who is the image of God, should shine unto them. So what happens is sometimes it doesn't matter what you do or what you don't do. Some people are blinded and their hearts are hardened for whatever reason. And in this particular case, because the God of this world, Satan, has blinded the eyes and the hearts and minds of the people that we share the gospel with. But may the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ never be hindered because of ourselves. Right? It's one thing for Satan to blind the minds of those who don't believe, but it's something else if we have a poor testimony, a poor witness, a poor manner of living. Right? If we talk like the world and act like the world, you're a saved child of God by the grace of God, and that never changes. But how shall we use that salvation? To our good or to the glory of God, right? Does God seek our good? Does God seek our good? Are you sure? God seeks our good? So then we should seek His glory, should we not? If God seeks our good, beginning with salvation, we should seek the glory of the Lord. And I know you guys know the answer to that. All right, verse 4. Let me read that again. In whom the God of this world hath blinded the minds of them which believe not, lest the light of the glorious gospel of Christ, who is the image of God, should shine unto them. For we preach not ourselves, that's important, but Christ Jesus the Lord, and ourselves your servants for Jesus' sake. This is the Apostle Paul again, right? Remember him? Saul of Tarsus? He says, I want you to know, and by the way, there was a time in his life where he preached himself. He says, look what I know, look what I can do, and look at my zeal for the Lord. And he was killing God's people. He thought he was doing God's work, but he was not. So he says, we preach not ourselves, but Christ Jesus the Lord, and ourselves your servants for Jesus' sake. He says, ourselves, we're servants, your servants. Do you think the Apostle Paul would have said that as Saul of Tarsus? You think he would ever have said, I'm a servant? No, he wouldn't have said that, would he? Verse 6, for God who commended the light to shine out of darkness, so the world is darkness, but you and I were darkness one time too. And listen to this, God has commanded the light to shine out of darkness, hath shined in our hearts. We had dark hearts before, didn't we? And God has shined His light into our hearts for what? To give the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ. Listen to the purpose of why God shined His light into our hearts. To give the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ. To be a witness of His great grace. And just a few more verses and we're finished here. But we have this treasure in earthen vessels. Is that true? We have the Lord Jesus Christ, the salvation. What? So what's the purpose of you and I traversing on this side of eternity with the light of God in our earthen vessels? That the excellency, listen to this, of the power may be of God and not of us. Isn't that powerful? That the excellent, why do we have this treasure in earthen vessels? That the excellency of the power of God, and His power is excellent, is it not? Nothing above His power. But that His power, that the power may be of God and not of us. That's how He wants it to work. And so, as we call upon the Lord, if we ask Him, do you think He'll hear that prayer, Lord? We want the power to be of You and not of us. Amen. You think He'll hear that prayer? Is that in agreement with the Word of God? Is that compliant to the Word of God? And He will show us things. We're saying, Lord, we're not looking to ourselves. This is what we're saying. We're not looking to ourselves anymore. We're looking to You and calling upon You to do this. And then He says this. He says this by experience. He says, we are troubled. Those who follow suit, those who want to follow the Lord, the Lord makes no bones about the hardships and the trials and the difficulties. Remember that one fellow that said, hey, I'll follow you wherever you're going. And he said, hey, listen, the foxes have holes, the birds of the air have nests, but the Son of Man hath not where to lay down his head, right? He says, He says, I want you to count the cost. So God wants us to count the cost. He wants us to know up front. And here's what the Apostle Paul says. We are troubled not on some sides or most sides, but on every side. Mark it down. If you stand for the Lord, then that means you're not seated anymore. The devil will see you. The devil will see you. The world will see us. And our flesh will understand. But we can still be bold and depend upon the grace and mercy of God to perform what He has promised. Do you see what we're doing? We're saying, Lord, we're looking to You to fulfill what You have promised. We're not saying, Lord, I'm going to glorify You. He says, no, we can't. You can do this. So He says, we're troubled on every side, yet not distressed, and that's by the grace of God. We are perplexed. That's a pretty tough place. You ever been perplexed before? That could be, how would you say, a big disappointment. That could be a big discouragement in life. That just distressed. You think of being stressed out. You ever hear that today? People are stressed out. You don't believe it? Just drive on the road for a little ways. You'll see a lot of stressed out people. And they'll let you know it too. But anyway, so here it is. He says, distressed, we're on every side, yet not distressed. We are perplexed, but not in despair. Not in despair. And then he says, persecuted, that'll happen, but not forsaken. The Lord is there. Cast down, but not destroyed. Always, and this is what we need to kind of just receive by the grace of God, always bearing about in the body, our physical body, the dying of the Lord Jesus. The dying of the Lord Jesus. Did the Lord come and He died for us, but then He also showed us an example of being humble, did He not? And He was a perfect example of what it means to be dead to self. Not my will, but Thy will be done. Did He still have emotions? Did He still have feelings? Did He still see things that He didn't want, that He didn't like? He did not want to be separated from His Father to a certain extent. But He did want to have us with Him. Why? I don't know. Really. What is there about us? I don't see anything in myself, you know. I want to take care of myself because I care about myself, but I don't see anything worthy for God to come and die on the cross for me. And He did that for all of us, didn't He? And so, Lord, You're worthy of everything that I have.
Amen.
And we will understand that more when we leave this world, won't we? And stand before Him for eternity. What will there be then? Nothing of this world. It would all be what He has for us in eternity. So He says, always bearing about in the body the dying of the Lord Jesus. Why? That the life also of Jesus might be made manifest in our bodies. That the light of the Lord might be revealed in us. Not our life, but His life is what He wants to reveal. Two last verses and we're done. Notice. So then death worketh in us, but life in you. We have the same spirit of faith, according as it is written, I believe, and therefore I have spoken. We also believe, and therefore speak, knowing that He which raised up the Lord Jesus shall raise up us also by Jesus, and shall present us with you. Isn't that great? We're going to be presented one time, and sometime in life, right? When we stand before the Lord, and by the grace of God. And so this afternoon, God just reminds us that God wants His life, the life of the Lord, Jesus, to be made manifest in our body on this side of eternity. If we lose sight of that, we lose the purpose of God. Did we read that earlier? Look at verse 10. Again, always bearing about in the body the dying of the Lord Jesus, that the life also of Jesus might be made manifest in our body. Is that God's will for our lives? That His life be made manifest in our life? And that's a great experience, isn't it? I mean, what better person to have living His life in our life than the Lord Jesus Christ, who is peace, who is joy, who is love, and who is everything that we need, right? You don't have to go to some latest book that's been written, or AI, or any of these internet things that we have to get the help that we need, because it comes from the Lord. Amen. Well, let's go ahead and pray. We'll be dismissed. Have a wonderful rest of your day. Be safe. And thank you again for everybody's participation. And thank you for all your help as we kind of get things back in order here. Appreciate it. If you can help us out, that'd be great. And let's pray and we'll be dismissed. Heavenly Father, we thank you so much for your love and your mercy. And Lord, your will for our lives. How you want to use us for your honor and glory and be involved in our lives in a life-changing way. Lord, may we seek you in that as individuals, as a body of believers, to your honor and glory, Lord. Since you seek our good, Lord, may we seek your glory. Bless as we go our different ways. May you give us a good week in you and grant protection and safety and a heart, Lord, to follow after you. For we ask all this in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you all.